Blog Talk Radio.
Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and our trust also are made manifest in your consciousness. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, January 7th, 2019, Monday. And it's time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar. We all hope everyone is doing great this afternoon and enjoying the blessing that God blessed us with another day. We're so glad to bring you this program at this time. We hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalm who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word, hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here from Chatting from the Word are delighted to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. We hope all is having a grand day today and that you are thankful that the Lord has brought you to another day. You know, it's all in the Lord's hands. He's in total control of what's going on today. If it's not his will, it is his allotment will. I believe I'm saying that correctly. It is his allotment will that things go on that way. But we that are Christians, we must hang in there and not faint and not give up when it seems like everything is just chaotic. Everything's not going as we believe they should go. But what we need to recognize that our Lord is in control. And everything would turn out just fine. See, sometimes we get so all balled up in things that we have no control of. And we worry ourselves needlessly thinking that we can do something about it. But what we need to do is God and him to work in our lives. And when you do that, you recognize that everything will be. Again, we want to welcome you to Chatting from the Word radio program. We want to call it a radio program because to allow Chatting from the Word to go out to as many people as possible. And we hope that if you're listening after we have broadcast, and we hope that you call in to our program and talk with your host here. Or if you have any questions about things that we are keeping, that you have your questions ready. But as you know, Brother Oscar, we always believe if you have anything that you want to talk about scripturally or say anything that what we've been teaching, have scriptures to prove your point or to back you up. Because we believe in scriptures on this program here. I know some ministers don't use scriptures, but Brother Oscar, believe in the Word of God, and everything needs to be proven by His Word. So if you want to call and talk with your host, the number is area code 657-383-0883. Or if you want to call in and just have something that you want to get off your chest and just want to, well, have Brother Oscar just to talk with. That's good, too. I don't mind it. Again, the number is 657-383-0883. I am so glad. I am so delighted to be on with you again on this day, Monday, the seventh day of the new year. We hope that all had a good weekend on yesterday and all went to praise the God, praise the Lord, and fellowship with other Christians on the first day of the week as we are commanded in the Word of God. You know, Brother, I've got a busy morning this morning. I didn't get a chance to broadcast my YouTube station, my YouTube program, Chatting from the Word on YouTube. But we get it tomorrow morning, and we hope that you will listen in. And of course, I love to say this, see me in live and in living color. We didn't get a chance to do it this morning. Well, we are going to do it tomorrow morning. Sometime Brother Oscar just gets so busy. And it gets so bogged down with logic. Sometimes emergencies come up, and sometimes these emergencies is not beyond some things we got to do, and some things are beyond our control. So just keep praying for us here at Chatting from the Word that the Lord will help us to continue on talking about the Word of God, because you know the world needs God, the world needs Jesus Christ and His power to save. Because salvation is here. But it's up to the individual to want to accept the Word of God. Like I said, I'm so glad to be with you again and to chat with you from the Word of God. At this time, we want to play a selection for you. Okay? Hold on. I hope you enjoy it, okay? Here you go. God, please. I hope you enjoy that. I am so glad you gave your life. I am so glad I know you. That's a beautiful song. It makes you think, because if you are a Christian and if you want to get to heaven and go to heaven, you got to know Jesus Christ. You can't just think you know him. Hear people say that so many times. I think I'm going to heaven. No, I think I know the Lord, or I think I know this. But the thing is, you got to know. And there's a way you can know, and that is through his word. See, men today don't know you're going to heaven. You know you're going. But first of all, you must be in the body of Christ. You can go to heaven without being in his body, without being covered by his blood, without being baptized in the watery grave of baptism. You just can't go to heaven. And you know what? I don't know no one who wants to go to hell. Do you? Do you know no someone who wants to go to hell the way Jesus described it as being a terrible place? Huh? Do you? I don't. And I hope and pray that's your desire to go to heaven and to get to know Jesus Christ. And that's why I am so glad that I'm bringing this program on the air, chatting from the Word, chatting about the Word of God. All right, before we do anything else, we want to go to prayer. We want to have prayer time. And if you have any prayer requests at this time, you can call them in. The call-in number is 657-383-0883. If you want Brother Oscar to pray for you at this time, the call-in number is 657-383-0883. All right. If you have a prayer request, the time is now. And the number is area code 657-383-0883. All right. For your request. All right. It was the psalmist who said, I would lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. We pray with you, please, our Father, which art in heaven. How great you are. Father, you are the great I am. Father, you are the wheel in the middle. Father, you are the bright and the morning star. Father, you are the joy of our lives. Oh, Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for all the many blessings you have blessed us with on this day. Oh, Father, we pray that you lift us up when we are down and help us to recognize that you are the joy of our lives when we are happy. Oh, Father, come praying for those who lost loved ones. We pray, Father, we know that's an ache in our hearts, Father. And they're going to miss their loved ones. But, Father, we pray that you help them to fill that void and to comfort their hearts and to recognize that their loved ones are in your son's body. All will be all right. Father, we come praying for our listeners this day, this afternoon. Father, we pray whatever is ailing them, whatever that's is a hurting them with whatever complications in life that they are going through, whatever storms that they are facing, that you will help them to recognize that through you, Father, that all things are possible as long as they keep on walking in you and keep in your word and keep allowing you to guide them and to direct them. Oh, Father, we come praying for our program heading from the word. Father, we ask that you help us to keep on the air, be with the lesson that's on our hearts this afternoon. Father, we come praying for this government that we live in, praying for the leaders that is in charge of this government. Help them right now to come together to open back up the government and not to keep it closed any longer. But because, Father, we recognize that so many depend on this government to do the right thing. So, Father, we pray that you be with President Trump. Help him to see the light and do what's right. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Oh, thank you for praying with us. Thank you for going to the throne of God, because the world we live in today needs prayer. Need prayers, need all the prayers that we can get up to the Father. Pray that they will do the right thing and come together. Even though Jesus said, a house that divided against itself cannot stand. And maybe that's the problem we're having today in the world. We're so divided. Even in the church today, we're divided. There's so many in the church today need to go back and learn God's word and to know the power of God. Again, if you want to call and talk with your host, number 657-383-0883. If you want to call in and talk with your host, the call in number is 383, area code 657-383-03. We want to play another selection for you. Well, I hope you can get to it. Okay. Hold on, are we going to get to it? Here it is. Thank you. It is well with my soul, my compatriots. We hope all is well with you. And to make sure all is well with your soul, as we keep on saying here, chatting from the Word, you need to be in the Word. You need to be in the Word, which is Jesus Christ. And when you get into Jesus Christ, then you can truly say, it is well with my soul. Past 7 months, Brother Oscar been asking for donations so that we can keep our show on the air. I call it our show because I hope that we are helping someone by coming on it too, and to bring joy in your life and to talk about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You know, what's the best thing we can do is to talk about Jesus Christ and to help each other to be heading towards salvation. I guess most people think it's important. Salvation is important, but Brother Oscar believes and knows it's important, and I hope that you feel the same way. I hope that you will donate to our program. We don't ask for much. Brother Oscar, though, he's a poor man, but he's not a greedy man neither. Whatever your finances can support or can give to us monthly, put us in your budget and help us here to continue chatting from God's Word. And churches, you can put us in your budget for 2019. If you have a nice gathering, if they are enjoying listening to us at 2 o'clock, support us here. If anyone has been helped by our program, support us here. If anyone been come your way and desired to be baptized because of God's Word, from chatting from the Word, support us. All right, and if you are wondering how to send your support, we are on PayPal. You can send it to PayPal, pull my account up, Austin, New York, on PayPal, and put whatever you want to in our account. All right, and we're looking for monthly. And if you want to get one-time donation, it is fine to Brother Oscar. We appreciate that too here at Chatting from the Word. And as I said, if you always want to get in contact with me, I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox me. I'm not on as much as I once was, but because I'm so busy broadcasting this program here so that you may get a chance to listen to it. I know many may listen to our program after we air it, and that's fine. But you can't call that time. You can't call this number 657-383-0883. The only time you can call that number is when we are broadcasting so that you can listen to this show live as we are broadcasting it, but that's up to you. And again, catch our program through YouTube. We are going back to basics, like I said, for the Oscar and Dizzy this morning. We didn't get a chance to broadcast it, but we will tomorrow morning. So tune in to Chatting from the Word YouTube, and you will see me live in living color. I love to see that. And again, if you want to, again, email me. My email address is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to our bookstore, our webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com, and visit our bookstore and buy a book. I authored 2 books, A Peace Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sells for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships, that also sells for 2150. And if you want to buy both books are $43. Okay? We hope that you will visit our web page and buy a book. You buy books from Austria Publishing. You also are supporting Chatty from the Word. We hope that you will do that, okay? And like I said, we want to keep it the air, and we want us to hear our program. And yes, tell others. I keep forgetting. Yes, and I always going to say it, but keep forgetting. Tell others about Chatting from the Word. Invite your friends. Invite your relatives, aunts, uncles, cousins, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. Tell them Brother Oscar is doing a good job bringing God's Word, Chatting from the Word, okay? So tell your friends about us, okay, to listen and tune in to Chatting from the Word, Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, hosted by Oscar York. And I believe they will learn something. I know they will. If they are truly interested in salvation and going to heaven, tell your friends to tune in to Chatting from the Word. Okay, we want to play another selection for you before the lesson, okay? We think we got everything in, and we hope you enjoy this mix and selection. All right.
Gathered around the throne to see.
glory and honor, worthy the Lamb. Isn't the Lord worthy of our glory and honor? Isn't Jesus Christ is, I mean, he's worthy of it because he died on the cross for us before we was even born. See, God loved us so much that he sent Jesus down to die on the cross for us. And John said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. No one could be God's giving. No one. And Jesus, even the night before he died, he said, allow this cup to pass from me. But if it can't, your will be done. Jesus loved us so much that he died for us. He's worthy of our praise, my friend, but he wants to be praised as he commands in his word to be praised. And many of us don't want to do that today. We want to do it our way instead of God's way. And we hope that we have been some aid in seeing that. I really do. But today's lesson is, of course, we want to talk about Christians and the political world. And we want to come from a different place in scriptures, if I can put it like that, okay? And as always, you all who do not have a copy of God's word, we're going to give you time. Go get your copy of God's word so that we can study together about Christians and the political world, okay? And as always, Brother Oscar enjoys bringing lessons to you on Mondays through Fridays on Chatting from the Word. We hope that it has been some help to you in your study of God's word, and that we hope that we have been uplifting you during your day, and hope that we have helped you to be strong in the Lord. Okay. Today we're going to be coming from Romans 15, verses 1-10. Romans 15, verses 1-10. Here Paul says, we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his... that's right. No, okay, I'm repressing in the wrong place to give them. But as Romans 13, 1-10, okay? I apologize. Okay, let's do this again. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resist the power resist the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Without them not afraid of the power, do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he bear not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all that is tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in the saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love working no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Oh, my God. God, Christians and the political world. And the reason why Brother Oscar wants to talk about this is because of the strain that our government is in today. Brother Trump, let's say that President Trump wants to build a wall to keep, I guess, Mexico or others that are coming in that way illegally from coming over, and he believes he's stopping all the drugs and prostitution and other things coming in. But I believe what he must understand, that stuff like drugs and prostitution and evil, and that's what it is, if you want to get to the core of it, it's already here. There's no wall going to prevent that. No wall's not going to prevent evil from happening. And we as Christians, the only thing we can do to safeguard ourselves is to stay in Jesus Christ and to follow his word. And here in the book of Romans, the 13th chapter, well, we must recognize, first of all, that Paul was addressing the Christians that are in Rome. Here Paul was addressing the body of Christ that began in the Roman Empire, where there was the government that was set up to execute those that was doing wrong. And if there's anyone else who sees this any differently, let me know. But here Paul was addressing the Roman church, and they was confused. Should we still obey the ordinance of man or ordinance of God? And here Paul said, now, we got to recognize why God ordained these powers to be. God ordained these powers to be for those that are doing wrong, okay? Now, we are set up, the government is set up today like that. We are set up for the government to control people that are doing wrong. Although sometimes the government can be doing wrong itself. And I think that's the time we need to ask ourselves the question, all right? We should ask ourselves the question, are we in the wrong when the government itself are hard on us? That's the question we need to search in our hearts. What to do? We're going to end it here. We're going to discuss this again tomorrow, okay? Because I believe this is good. I believe that this lesson is timely. And I believe this lesson is here to help us deal with what we're going through today. And if you all have any thoughts on it, call me up, talk with me about it, Brother Oscar, don't mind. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, I be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings that you brought our way. We thank you for our listeners, Father. We pray that you be with each one. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. As always, it was nice chatting with you from Chatting from the Word. We hope all have a good day. Bye-bye.